safety when cooking for a crowd. Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Is the whole gang coming for Thanksgiving dinner? Are you cooking dinner for a crowd elsewhere? If so, food safety considerations are important, from the way you handle food at the grocery store all the way through cleanup after the meal. A food safety specialist with the University of Missouri and Kansas State University says if you're buying large amounts of perishable foods like meat and cheese, make sure you have enough cold storage on the way home and when you get the food home. Do not let perishable foods be above 40 degrees Fahrenheit for more than 2 hours. When shopping, keep raw meats away from other products because raw meat juices can drip onto other foods such as fruits and vegetables, and that could spread harmful bacteria. Now, when you get the items home, make sure you don't crowd your refrigerator too tightly. Air needs to circulate around your food items to keep them at a cool enough temperature. The whole purpose of proper cooling is to keep bacteria from growing on foods. Keep a thermometer in your refrigerator to make sure the temperature in all areas stays below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Foodborne illness is associated with improper cooling or cooking or storage afterwards, and you don't want that happening during the holidays or any time. The safest way to thaw meat or poultry is in the refrigerator, in cold water, or defrosting in the microwave, not on the counter or in the sink in hot water. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.